You see them while driving along the interstate. You'll catch them in your residential neighborhoods, eating vegetables from your garden. They're deer, and the state is trying to find better ways to quantify how many of them are in West Virginia. Sheldon Owen is a wildlife specialist at the West Virginia University Extension Office in Morgantown.
A lot of people will say that we have too many deer out there, but those individuals who really love to see a lot of deer are happy with the numbers. We're experiencing a lot of deer damage in the state to agriculture, to landscaping, to gardens, and also our natural resources. Our forests and forest regeneration are really having an impact or taking a hit because of the number of deer foraging on the seedlings and things they're trying to grow.
This week, members of the Extension Office are canvassing Morgantown using new methods to track how many deer are in the city. This includes using a special infrared technology. Owen explains.
Any object basically gives off heat radiation this sort of thermal signature. A forward-looking infrared or a thermal imaging device basically captures that information and translates it onto a screen so we can actually form a picture of what is going on out there. And so we can see this thermal picture or an actual looks like a video picture of what is across the landscape. So we can determine the outline of a deer. We can see the picture of a dog or raccoon, the trees, houses, cars. It will all show up. And so we can differentiate between what is a dog, what is a deer, or what's going on in the landscape.
Owen says the infrared technology is superior to the current system that utilizes spotlights.
We have used spotlights and have driven specific routes or predetermined routes in an area and located deer and counted deer over a certain area. Well, in using spotlights, we are relying on this external light source. In some cases, we are missing deer because we can't see them through vegetation, or they're not looking at us and we're not getting that eye shine from the spotlight hitting their eyes. And we can underestimate the number of deer in an area. By using this technology of forward-looking infrared or thermal imaging, we can find up to 30% more of the deer, the animals that are out there.
The Extension Office works closely with the Division of Natural Resources on projects like this. Owen is hoping more counties will use this infrared technology so deer counts can be more accurate.
We're doing this to try to see or try to come up with a protocol that everyone can use. Other municipalities and communities can use to get a handle or get an idea of the number of animals, number of deer in particular in their area. Right now, this is used in some areas around the nation. It is available, and we're hopefully we'll provide another tool to wildlife managers out there that they can implement and get a better handle on the number of animals that they are working with.
Even with the new system, Owen says there will be challenges. He says the biggest one may be line of sight, or in other words, finding deer that may be hidden behind buildings and in geographically tricky locations where it could be tough to find them. But he says infrared gives another advantage.
You're able to see through heavy fog, smoke, mist, and things. So it just gives us that ability to see animals out there or detect animals that are otherwise missed with some of our other technologies, such as just using a spotlight.
The locators will be traveling in vehicles to do the work. Once the information is collected, the Extension Office will pass along the numbers to the city of Morgantown, which allows urban deer hunting. Owen and his team also work with the Division of Natural Resources, so they will receive the more accurate numbers as well. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.